Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for your eternal presence and grace that is available to us. So your word says you must come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient, Father God, that brings us your excellence and reveals our excellence, the path, the plan that you have for us on a daily basis. And so thank you. Our joy can be in doing what is right, Father God, and just staying in tune with you and your wonderful love plan for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Galatians 6, verse 4 to 6. Let everyone be devoted to fulfill the work God has given them to do with excellence, and their joy will be in doing what's right and being themselves and not in being affirmed by others. Every believer is ultimately responsible for his or her own conscience, and those who are taught the word must share all good things with their teacher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just thinking about it yesterday already. It was like the word that the Lord just summed up for me, you know, yeah, just yesterday, that little spiritual reality that just encouraged me is that parable where it says, he who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. And then it goes on and then he says, and the storms come, but the one built on this foundation stands strong and he overcomes. And that's been very much the reality for me, to always just look to the Lord, hear from the Lord on a daily basis, and then persevere. And then that perseverance and that gets so tested because it goes on. You normally just see one side of the thing and you hold on to that which you can, like hear my word and abide in my word, stay in that word. So your conscience is now clear, you've got this fresh water flowing in you and through you. But then there's that other side, and that there's the testings. So testings are always going to be there. But the thing is to stay in tune and draw close to the Lord, knowing that these testings, I mean, myself, we're going through some testings, some horrible things, but it's actually glorious things when you know the Lord is in it. Because just as when the Lord said to Paul and that there, when he was calling on the Lord because of his testings, because of the squeezings, and it's all thorns in the flesh, things that is not nice, it's not pleasant. But he said, my grace is your sufficiency. And so that is a scenario. When we look to the Lord and we get his grace, it's answers for those problems. It's light for that darkness. It's blessing for those curses. But it's still, we've got to stay solid, stay strong in what God is saying, and then leave the battle over to him. He's going to come through in these situations. So many times we just see the problems and we can cry and it can be not so good. But when you go to the Lord, God gives you light for darkness, as I said earlier, blessings for the curse. And then you got to just embrace it and know that's God's word, and that is, he backs it up, and you can then find peace and assurance in that, and then find rest, and then just be quiet. Leave the fight to him. Leave the battle to him. And in quietness and rest, you are saved, and then just holding on to that assurance and trust, you are strengthened, because God is not a God to change his mind. It's a God that is with us, and he will take us through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.